Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the halachas of hamoitzi and giving out the challah after the hamoitzi. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when you cut the challah and you give out the challah, you should put it in front of each person, but don't put it into their hand. And what's the reason? Because that's the derech by an avil. By an avil, you hand him the piece of bread. In order not to be like an avil, therefore we put the bread in front, the challah, in front of the person and not hand it to him in his hand. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. So you shouldn't be from Isrei Mazli Chas Shalom, shouldn't make it look like an oval, and therefore we put the bread in front of them. But there are Svarim that say that there's no real Makar in this Divrei Chazal. It's a Musri Chachmei Adairis from the times of the Rambam and before that. And therefore, in the place where the minig is not to be makbid on this, and they do give it by hand, they do hand it to the other person, there's no problem if that's your minig, because all it is a minig. It's not Medina de Gemara. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim that you should not throw the challah. He says, "Avaloi yizroi kachatichas hamoitzi al ha'shulchan lefnei ha'archim." Shouldn't throw it. Afil moi nimas. Even if it doesn't get disgusting, it doesn't land on the floor, it lands on the table. Still, even if it's not getting ruined, you should not throw it. It's not appropriate to throw the challah. You should hand it to them, put it in front of them, but not throw it at them. But I saw in the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer that he tainted that it's only if you throw a derech bezoyin. If you throw it like you're throwing a ball, that's a bezoyin, even if it's not becoming disgusting. That alone, that you're throwing it, is a bezoyin mitzvah, a bezoyin of the bread. But if you just like throw it to him just to get it in front of him, he's down on the end of the table, the only way to get it to him is by giving it a little bit like a throw, and it lands nicely, but it's not a throw in derech bezoyin. It could be that will not be a kpeda. Now, there's another halacha. Once we're talking about Lechem Mishnah and Amaitzi, there's another important halacha. There's a halacha in Siman Reish Peches, Sif Beis, that says like this: Yesh Oimim Sha'odam Shemazik Loi Ha'achila. If Achila bothers you, Da'az Oinigush Lo Yoichal Lechal. It's a Oinig if you not to eat Lo Yoichal. You should not eat. And what comes out from that halacha is like this: that if someone that when he eats bread, it hurts him, it bothers him, so then he does not have to eat bread. The Mishnah Berurah says it might be even us of him. It says kamat karv le'issa achila. It's almost asatida because it's causing you not to have einik Shabbos, and therefore it says in the Svarim that those people who have the machla called celiac or Crohn's disease, and by them if they eat bread they get sick, so they don't have to push themselves to eat lechem mishnah, to eat pas, and therefore be in pain the whole Shabbos. Because there's no mitzvah to put them to tzar. If I care, there might be an issa for them to put them to tzar. And therefore, they should not eat bread. And they should v'kayim kirish makam suda by drinking an extra revius yayin. That's a v'kayim kirish makam suda. And they should eat food that fits with them well and doesn't hurt their stomach and doesn't hurt them. They're not mazdem them. They enjoy that. They should try to eat that for the suda. Of course, they have mechuyif to eat three sudas on Shabbos, just like everyone else. But they don't have to eat pas if pas is mazik them. Everyone have a wonderful day.